السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brother and sister in Islam. One sister asked me a question, and the question is, how come I see a lot of women today, regardless of their nationality, have this habit of creating a drama? What spiritual diseases they are suffering from or for to act like this? The mother of believer had a very inspiring personality, while we today have no such quality. Is it by nature or just by lack of iman? This is a question of one sister. When you think about what is different between a man and a woman, the woman is above the man in emotion. Her emotion and persevering is untouchable. This is why Allah chose her to carry the child, to care for the child, because it needs a lot of emotion, a lot of caring, a lot of compassion, a lot of patience. But now, let's go back to the question of the sister. Today, a lot of called so quote unquote woman, I will not call them woman, I call them a female. Because go back to the article about the difference between a man and a woman, male, and a woman and a female. A woman is a character. A woman is a personality. A woman is an honor. A woman is a status to be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to a person. And to do that, to carry the covenant completely. Today, what happened? When the female, I will not call her a woman because she's not a woman. A woman is a very beautiful status. When the female grow up full of jealousy, envy, loving dunya, okay, heedlessness, far away from Allah, no iman, no contentment, no thanks, what do you expect it? The jealousy, the envy, the strength of the power of the feeling, it will be reflected in what? In nonsense. You see it today in Facebook, you see it to the image of the children, and become a competition. Competition, I call it in the ultimate stupidity and idiot. The competition for the lowest of the lowest. The competition for animal. The competition for coal material. And we even we do not have it. By this way, all this disease coming from lack of iman, 100%. Lack of purpose of life, lack of understanding what we're living for, and now between genetic, meaning the gibilla, the habit and custom, the culture, shaitan, all this. And let me tell you something very scary, very scary. I can later on give you the verses of Quran belong to that. Every mother give a child and she have diseases physically, emotionally, spiritually, or even genetic, she give it to the child. What about habit? Same. And now Allah can curse the mother by passing over all the diseases to the daughter. By genetic upbringing, and Allah will not allow it to change as a curse, continue curse. Why? The mother did not make tawbah. The mother did not make tawbah. And now you find many verses in Quran. Every nation or every child come in a day of judgment and said, oh Allah, give my mother double torture. Give my parents double torture. These are the ones who did this to me. You find these verses in Quran repeated over and over again for nations and for family member. What else do you want? What else do you want? By this way, we causing the curse to be inherited to our children. What about our children? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His ultimate wisdom, is up to Him to give them hidayah or give them tawbah or no. But the majority will carry the footsteps of the parents as a tutor from Allah and curse from Allah to the parents. This how much is it? Now, in other hand, look to the early woman in Islam. They understood the message. They lived the message. They sacrificed their life for the message. We talk about it even when a woman looking for a husband, what kind of husband? When a woman even find her neighbor have more piety than her. She said, please take my child, breastfeed him. Your milk has more barakah than my milk. You see? When a husband go for sabilillah, she asked Allah to accept him and not come back. And we are meeting in Jannah. And the wife asks the husband before he leave, if you died and Allah accept you, who I get married to? He said, married to so-and-so. He's a good man. She said, and if he didn't come, marry so-and-so. Imagine how freedom they are. They're not living with this obsession for each other. They're not obsession for children. And we have the highest example, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when his mother gave him birth, she gave him to Halima al-Sa'diyya. Halima al-Sa'diyya radiallahu anha, the one she take care about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is not the mother. Today, I see a disease in the ummah. The mother can be the worst person on earth. And she refused to seek knowledge, to seek support, to seek education, to learn from somebody else, or even doing that what the early people do. They give the child to a good man or a good woman, please, to care about my child. This is the love of the child to be for Sabilillah above the love to the child to them. By this way, you can see the magnitude from every aspect. What happens if the emotion is anchor? I call it anchor to dunya and shayateen and the nafs. The result is ugly, very ugly. We cannot be together. We cannot be united. We cannot listen. We cannot obey. We cannot even thanks Allah. We cannot be content. What about envy and jealousy? Woman is a very powerful creature. She has unbelievable power of feeling, power of envy and jealousy. But the early people, they channel and this to do what? They do not want any woman above them in Jannah. By the way, they are willing to do anything and sacrifice everything for Sabilillah to get the higher level in Jannah. This is the early woman. They know woman, she doesn't like somebody to be like her. She wants to be the best. But the best of what? The best where? Again, the early woman don't care about the living room, do not care about the size of television, do not care about the fancy vacation, do not care about jewelry. They care about where they will be in Jannah. What kind of husband they have? What kind of child she prepare to carry the honor to be crowned with a crown of dignity yawm al-qiyamah? By the way, their thinking, their motivation, their goal, their feeling, the strength, the persevering, all this beautiful quality has been channeled in different area. Because also, they want to be the queen of their palace in Jannah. They want to be the one honored by Allah. By this way, my dear sister in Islam, your question is very simple and very legitimate. When the iman go away, when we do not have the purpose of life, this power of feeling become ugly, very ugly, and now we spread it and spend it for what? Only one topic. You will not believe it. It's exactly what you said, drama. Why? My heart is sick, full of dunya. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, love of dunya is the mother of all evils, is the mother of all sins. And this is why you see the mischief today. I hope I answer your question. This is just a glimpse. If you want later on, I collect all the verses in Quran about that. By this way, what's happening to us today? We carry the diseases and the curse of Allah over us, and we give it to generation after generation. Unless we make tawbah to Allah for ourselves, and we make tawbah for our parents, and said, oh Allah, don't make me like my parents. Make me like the companion of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and give tawbah to my parents. This is not easy. This need iman. This need humble and humility. I bear witness to Allah today. Our nafs is high. Our nafs is high to the point become blind. I'm refusing advice. I'm refusing even to humble myself to those who are good to me. I see it in my life over and over again. We're ready to make a drama to destroy ourselves and destroy our family. Again, where it's coming from, blindness, heedlessness. Even if you do good, because lack of ikhlas, lack of humble and humility. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's not easy what I'm talking about it. And it's not easy to be for Allah. It's not easy. Talk is easy. Living it is very difficult. Because you have to have humble and humility. You have to have a sincere intention and sincere heart. But that's why my dear sister in Islam, the one she asked about all this drama, when the heart is empty, has no iman, shayateen come, make you occupy yourself, full of diseases, disease of the heart, and now what you do? Envy, jealousy, this and that, and you're wasting your time, you're wasting your effort, and destroy you, and you destroy the family, destroy the future of Ummah, inshaAllah. MashaAllah, you see? Even the people who go for Quranic classes and all this, Quran class one thing, and the style of life and personality is different things. Why? We're not living the upbringing of Quran. We're not allowing Quran to manifest inside of us. It becomes empty rhetoric. Because Quran full of activity, full of duty, full of responsibility, full of sacrifice. Is not a talk. I hope I get my answer clear to you. By this way, believe it or not, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the woman with unbelievable quality. A lot of people do not get that. You are the mother of the future of any nation. You are the elevation of the future of any nation. And you are the disgrace and a musibah of the future of any nation. What happened when we lost the goal and purpose? Inshallah, if you want, ask me, I will send you the verses belong to that. It's very scary. It's very scary when every nation and every people will curse another one. You are the one who did it. And what Allah will reply? He said, go both of you to Jahannam. Okay, and I give you double of the adab. Double of the torture. Why? Because we do not make tawbah. We do not humble ourselves and make U-turn. Very scary. Very scary. By this way, if I'm a Muslim woman, real woman, I'm busy about my journey, having all this beautiful feeling to generate the right relationship with the right people for the right cause, delivered to take care about the ummah from every aspect, I have no time to make drama. I have no time to make drama. I have no disease to make drama. I have no reason to make drama. Where's drama coming from? When the nafs and ego and shaitan and genetic become above iman. I see it over and over again, even with the people who call themselves have knowledge. When the person drifts, and the goal is not intact in the heart. May Allah save us from ourselves, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honor us with the title of men and women, Yawm al-Qiyamah. And this is not an easy task. It's not easy. is not a show, is not anything. And I will give you another message, inshallah, about Shaptar al-Anfal, because the people who reflect, they reflect with all respect to me and to them from narrow-minded, and they do not think about the magnitude of that and how to be implemented. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us have basira and nur and hidayah, inshallah. And I hope I answer your question, my sister. If it's not answered properly, please let me know. I will try to elaborate more, inshallah. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.